All right, but anyway, Lisa is – me and her don't always agree on things. In other words, I agree with Linnea. It's good. The United States takes all the carbon out of the air, but then you got nine other countries over there. Yeah. You know,
astronomical polluters, and right. It's like we're not doing –
it's all our fault.
So we end up changing it 10 to 30%. We're still going down. Yeah. I mean, how do we get everybody on the same page? How?
We're the police of the world, basically.
Well, we get in trouble for that. So,
yeah, exactly.
Okay, I hear the music, Linnea.
Okay, well,
time
you're
for you to sing.
Sing. I'm going to try. All right, you're listening to the new Fish Florida Gone Fishing Radio Show on Sunny 102.3 FM, located in Jacksonville, Florida. Call us live at 904-831-1023.
Yeah,
Jim. You want me to do any more?
We got plenty of time.
We got 45 seconds.
All right. Well, you can also tune in from anywhere on the planet by streaming the show on your computer or by downloading the app from your phone on the website at www.fishfloridagonefishing.com. There is no G in fishing.
And I'm going to tell you another app you want to go after is Fish Florida app. Go to the Play Store, type in Fish Florida app. You got to have it on your phone.
What does it look like, Joe?
Fish Florida app. Type it in. Y'all stand by. Right back.
Announced their biggest Black Friday ever with some of the lowest prices of the year, offering you up to 50% off top brand electronics like Samsung TVs. You'll also get massive deals on Dell and Alienware computers with Intel Core processors, plus free shipping on everything. For the gamer, streamer, or student, Dell has you covered. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or go to dell.com/Black Friday. That's 800-BUY-DELL.
This year, The Home Depot can help bring the holidays home for free with free delivery on online holiday decor like artificial Christmas trees, big, small, white lights or multicolor, 140 varieties. Pick one out and we'll deliver it over the river, through the woods, right to your door for free. Free delivery on online holiday decor only at The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only. See store for details.
WSOL HD2 Hewlett. W272CQ Jacksonville. Sunny 102.3. Jacksonville's greatest hits.
For the finest soft plastic and topwater baits, use what the pros use, Down South Lures. If you're one of those skinny water anglers out there looking to boat some speckled trout or redfish, Down South Lures has you covered. Their Southern Shad line of soft plastic baits come in a variety of colors for clear and stained water use. Down South Lures is a family-owned and operated business that was inspired to make their own line of fishing lures because of their love for our coast and the great fishing that it offers. Get online now and visit DownSouthLures.com. That's DownSouthLures.com.
Heading out to Hexer Drive to fish? Then there's only one bait and tackle stop for you, and that's Browns Creek Fish Camp. They're located at 5212 Hexer Drive and have everything you need for a complete day on the water. Run out of bait while fishing? Well, Browns Creek Fish Camp is one of the few locations where you can pull your boat in and restock your bait supply. No boat? No worry. Browns has the finest docks to fish on, so you need to give those folks a call. At 757-1600, a big supporter of the Recreational Fishing Alliance, Browns Fish Camp, 757-1600.
Looking for a great day of fishing or want to learn how the pros do it? Then you need to call Captain John Eggers. John's one of the leading guides in the Jacksonville area. John's won such tournaments as the Cabela's IFA Redfish Tournament and has been on many outdoor shows such as TNN and NBC Sports. He'll combine his knowledge of tournament fishing with his charter experience to ensure you have a trip of a lifetime. Give John a call at 591-1611. Again, 591-1611. Or stop by Rick's Bait and Tackle for John's information.
Do you have a boat? Then you need to know Shark Attack, a mobile marine service licensed and insured to install and repair marine generators, electronics, stereos, water and waste systems, as well as complete or partial rewires. Have a boat? Then you need to know a mobile marine technician that will come to your boat. Shark Attack does just that. Also offering consulting and pre-purchase inspections. Call 904-200-8709. That's 904-200-8709. And receive $50 off your first service call.
Sunny 102.3.
Let's get back to the Fish Florida's Gone Fishing Show here on Sunny 102.3. The Fish Florida's Gone Fishing Show is brought to you by Rick's Bait and Tackle. If you want to be a part of the show, we'd love to hear from you. The call-in number is 904-831-1023. That's 904-831-1023. And now, here's your host, Rick Hale, along with Joe Dion and Jeff Alton.
Hey, we're back, hour number two.
Let's skip the host. He ain't here. We can do whatever we want. Hey.
Devin, he was going to help. Devin, what are you doing? Devin on? Where's
we
Devin?
We don't have Devin.
We ain't got nobody?
We ain't got nobody.
We got each other.
You got me.
Got Linnea, though.
We have Linnea, winner of the last FLA.
Yep.
I need to join.
I've got to get my boat right. I got to get somebody to take care of it. And
it's a lot of fun. We've had a. They're a great group of guys. They had the last meeting. They had the team of the year did a talk about what they do, what's their strategy, and stuff like that. And we used some of that process and how we approached the Volano tournament, because that's just not our area. And we tried pre-fishing it for about 3-4 weeks, you know, on weekends, just hitting one day. And it did not go well.
Yeah. I mean,
if we went by our pre-fishing, we would have thought for sure we were going to be, you know, we'd be lucky.
I would give
a 15-inch trout.
Linnea
is 6'1", 121 pounds.
I'm 6'1"? Good
and
God.
And she has, how many children? Four?
Is that what's on match?
Four children.
Is that what's on match? I have one that's my progeny, and I have Cody as well.
Okay, so she's got four.
I've got four.
And yeah. you got an awesome rod builder too.
Oh, I know. That's who makes all my poles. I have to
right.
Commend
and, him. And what company is that?
Road Dog Rods.
Road Dog Rods.
Road Dog.
Road Dog.
I love my fishing poles. I really do.
I'm gonna get Steve to build me one.
Okay.
Well, that was another one of the kids, Steve. Steve's another one of the kids.
He's wonderful. He treats me very well.
Yeah.
We make a really great team because he has been so patient.
Where's my down payment?
He's been so patient to teach me what he knows. I have to give him a lot of credit because he spent a lot of time helping me learn the art of artificials. And it's been a lot of frustrating days out there on the water with me giggling at me.
So are you still going
to Steve?
You still going out in the yak at all? Or
oh yeah, yeah, okay. Oh yeah, yeah. Okay. We still. I mean, I just did the Netty Kayak tournament before that.
And you did really well.
I did. Surprisingly, my son won the junior division, and I was able to finally.
I won
the last
flounder.
Second. I did, and I got fourth in the yak. On the reds. I was lucky enough to find two small reds that would cooperate with me that day.
Well, you know, and that's just like one of our sponsors, Clyde Blunk. He's another one like that.
Clyde
you
just
know?
Called me.
Oh, cool.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did. Look.
I wonder if that's who.
Wow.
Hey, we got a call coming in.
Hey.
We have two calls coming in.
Uh-oh.
Uh-huh.
Give me some names.
I don't have any names. I just have numbers. I see. I have an 813 number and a 561 number.
Yep. We're just going to take...
number one?
Yeah, let's take number one. I don't know. He might not have put them through yet.
Yeah, he doesn't look like it.
Okay. Well, you just let me know when he puts them through.
How do I know when he puts them through?
Yeah.
Oh, we got a Devin.
Devin.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's up, man?
Oh, nothing much. Nothing much. How's everyone's week up there?
Good. Doing good. Devin Linnea is down in southeast Florida, Palm Beach area.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh. And he goes offshore, you know, like 2.5 miles and catches big pelagics.
Wow.
2.5 miles offshore.
Hey, yeah, you don't have to go far down here. Our shelf is so close. Like, you get out a mile at the most, and you're already in over 100 feet of water.
Wow.
Hey, Devin, they've got a big kayak tournament down there. I believe it's in January, and it is, I think it's a extreme.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, I've heard of it.
Yeah, yeah. I think I'm going to be down there in January, so.
Y'all need to
I'm
hook up.
I'm definitely going
to
hook up and get a little intel from you for down there.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll give you some good spots when you come down.
Nice. Now remember,
is it an ocean or is it?
Yeah, it's in the ocean.
Oh,
and,
good gosh!
And I think the
what
way
do you have to catch?
The way I think a sailfish.
Oh wow!
So
that's up Pam's alley.
And you like, yeah, Pam? I'm going to be fishing with Pam.
Yep.
and Bart Schwab.
Nice.
But they basically, I think, is sort of like a shotgun start from the beach.
That's what I think so. And, I think that's
and
what she said.
And kayaks. So they got all these kayaks out there. You put in, and boom, you take off.
Well.
So,
yeah, what spot are they launching you guys from?
I don't know that.
We'll find out in a minute because Pam's on the next line.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
I wonder if we can get Pam on here, too.
Can we have a conference call?
Conference call.
But, yeah. So how's the sailfish been down there?
Yeah, January, I tell you what, is not for the faint of heart out there in the water. I mean, it's like one day you could be in just rollers. Next day you could be, you know, you won't even be able to get the yak off the beach.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, that's sort of what I'm worried about.
I fished end of January to February, and to launch my kayak off the beach, it's because I've got a 12-foot ocean kayak open. You know, I don't have the Hobie pedals or anything, but
yeah.
I can get my kayak out there, but it's dusky sometimes.
A little snotty out there?
Yeah. I mean, once you clear the breakers, it's not bad, you know. You get into the rollers, and you're fine.
Yeah, so coming back in.
How cold is the water down there at that time of the year?
You know, the water is not bad.
60s?
I still wear no, we don't get that bad. You may get to low 70s.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Okay, so I wouldn't need a wetsuit.
Yeah, but it still doesn't feel pleasant when it's, you know, 50 outside and windy and
no,
wet.
No.
Yeah.
You got to remember our cold down here is totally different. It's a wet cold. It's not like a dry cold.
Yep.
Yeah,
it's a real wet cold when you're in the water.
It is a real wet cold.
I mean, it gets 76 down there in Miami, and they're walking around with pea coats on.
It's hilarious.
So what's biting this week?
The Wahoo this past weekend have been really good. I think that's going to curtail off a little bit, and it's going to be sailfish this week.
Good.
I think that's going to be the fish to get to go after this week is sailfish because it's the wintertime push. They're all going to start coming down. It heated up in the Keys. They were catching sailfish down there, and I mean that's just going to be on our coast here. It's going to be sailfish, probably up to the Palm Beach area, Palm Beach Inlet. Go outside of there, and the sailfish bite is going to be good. What about bait, guys? What's your guys' favorite live bait?
Well, if you ask my kid, it's mud minnows.
Yeah. live shrimp, finger mullet for reds and trout and flounder.
What about for the offshore stuff?
Offshore
pogies,
pogies. I've used whiting. I've used speckled trout,
pinfish.
So when you're coming down here, if you're kayak fishing and if you got a live bait, well, if you're taking that, I know some of the kayaks.
You'll have like greenies down there, right?
Yeah, you can get the pilchards down here. They're good.
Right.
And also the sardines are very good down here. You know, you put a sardine in the water. If something doesn't bite that, you're in the wrong spot.
Oh.
Yep. We actually would use, anywhere from 12 to 14, 15, 16-inch Spanish Macs and bluefish for bait when we kingfish off the pier and stuff. You know, we'd slide them down the trolley rig.
Yep, I like to use the Speedos and the Goggle Eye down here.
Yeah, the Goggle Eyes. Yeah, I remember when I went out and I told you about Bobby and Billy. And I don't know. Is that how you guys do it down there? Y'all meet you meet a boat early in the morning. It's still dark, and he pulls up to a boat that's out in the middle, and the guy in the boat hands over a big bucket, and then the money goes over to the other guy, and boom, boom, and we take off, you know. So I guess
that's how it goes if you don't catch your own live bait.
Right. So I guess he's paying to have his bait ready to go, man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and I mean, that's like pound for pound wise for fish. Probably the most expensive fish for, our style of fishing, just in general, you would pay. Because about a dozen goggle eyes, you're paying in the upwards of between $100 to $120 bucks.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I know I saw a lot of money handed to that guy. So,
oh, yeah.
And, I mean, we were only out for 5 hours at the most, I think. So, it's unbelievable.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so if you're coming down here sail fishing, the live bait is, if your kayak holds live bait.
Which it doesn't.
Probably,
yeah.
Which it doesn't.
Well. Okay,
but it will hold a bucket.
There you go. I mean, you could probably if you've got a sabiki rod, you might be able to jig up some bait and drag it behind you, in a hold out bucket.
That'll work. That will work, so, my friend.
That would be my pro tip for you
on the kayak. You get out there right as you come out. Get down here, and I'll give you guys some spots when you get down here to get some bait as you go out.
Right. Yeah, that's excellent. Definitely.
Yeah, that sounds like a plan. We'll get hooked up on that later on too, because we still got three or four shows. And
absolutely.
And then Jeff and I'll get hooked up with you, and y'all meet up down there or something.
Yeah, absolutely. Sounds good.
All right.
I can get my kayak in the water, and we'll do some inshore fishing together before you got to fish a tournament.
Awesome.
Give us some info.
I'll definitely be there a couple days early.
Give us some info, Devin.
So remember, you guys can check us out at X Generation. It's xgencustomrod.com, or we are a custom rod shop. We're brick and mortar. Or you can give us a call at 561-296-7637. And don't forget to check out Victoria at fishflnow.com. She has all your marketing needs for anything fishing related. It's her program's a no-brainer.
Cool. Now, Devin.
All right, guys, and we'll talk to you next week.
Okay. All right, buddy.
Have a good one.
All right, man.
Pam.
Hey. Pam.
Hello. How you doing? Fabulous.
Listen, on that date, that's catch or miss. If I'm going to go out for a $10,000 first prize, I'm not going to risk trying to jig for bait. I'm going to put around and buy it. Okay? I'm just telling you.
Yep.
And Jeff, if you want to go to the pier and get out at like 2 in the morning and go to the pier and jig for bait.
I'm going to be sleeping if I could just give somebody money for bait. My sleep is important at my age.
Maybe you can go out the day before for it.
Is my best lady friend there? Is that lady
that is,
that I hear?
That yes, is. It How is. Are you, lady?
Hey, you were like, she was like one of the best people ever to help teach me how to fish Jacksonville, and I will always be so grateful to you guys.
Well, you're going to stand by till we go through this break, because we want to get some more info out of you, young lady, so you hold tight.
You got it.
All right. Linnea. Read it off, kid.
You're listening to the new Fish Florida Gone Fishing Radio Show on Sunny 102.3 FM, located in Jacksonville, Florida. Call us live at 904-831-1023.
All right, 904-831-1023, Fish Florida Gone Fishing Show. We are in Jacksonville, Florida on Sunny 102.3. Stand by. We'll come right back. We got Pam Wirth on the other side.
The best way to go fishing around here is to join Jacksonville Boat Club. We furnish the boats, the insurance, and take care of all the maintenance. You'll enjoy completely hassle-free valet service on the premier fleet in the Southeast. When you arrive at the dock, your boat will be ready to go. You won't spend hours getting it ready or have to wait in line at the marina or boat ramp. Just remember, we clean the boats, but you clean the fish. JacksBoatClub.com.
Great news, everybody. Big Jim at Fat Catch Mobile Trailer Repair has a new knee and he's back to work. So if you need something welded or you need to fix some bad wiring, you need to call Fat Catch Mobile Trailer Repair. Why? Because you need to get that stuff fixed. And Big Jim needs to work that knee because it needs rehabbing. You need an ink pen and a piece of paper, and you need to write this number down. 247-1727. That's 247-1727. Fat Catch Mobile Trailer Repair for all your trailer repair needs.
Don't throw away that broken reel. Get it repaired by Keith Secor, better known as Keith the Reel Guy. For years, Keith the Reel Guy has saved many a reel from being thrown away. If your reel is in need of repair, just drop it off at Rick's Bait and Tackle in Jacksonville Beach, or you can just give Keith the Reel Guy a call. He's at 904-631-8924. Keith can get your reel repaired at a fair price and in a timely fashion. Call Keith the Reel Guy today and get your favorite reel back on the rod and out of the garbage can. Keith the Reel Guy, 904-631-8924.
Let's get back to the Fish Florida's Gone Fishing Show here on Sunny 102.3. The Fish Florida's Gone Fishing Show is brought to you by Rick's Bait and Tackle. If you want to be a part of the show, we'd love to hear from you. The call-in number is 904-831-1023. That's 904-831-1023. And now, here's your host, Rick Hale, along with Joe Dion and Jeff Altman.
And we're back with Pam.
Hey, girl.
Hey there.
How are you doing?
I'm good.
I'm here in Cedar Creek.
How are you?
Yep, and I'm fishing with Trey Michael. He felt bad again last weekend. I really couldn't fish that much because I was doing the Florida Sportsman Show.
Right.
and talking about fishing offshore, sailfish and kingfish and inshore grouper.
Ooh.
But anyhow, yeah, it's going to be fun. You know, Linnea, we need to get you down here. At least I'm pulling Jeff down. And just have a grand old time.
That's right.
Now, my sister is very sweet. She lets us stay with her.
Oh, that's
and
nice.
She even helps get us to launch.
Ooh.
So, I mean, exactly. How much better is that?
I know, right?
So, yeah. Pam, is that like a shotgun launch? Everybody's, like, lined up on the beach, starting at the same spot?
It used to be that way. We line up, we're just south of the Pompano Pier on Pompano Beach. And what we do is, you know, you get ready, you get down on the beach, and the bait boats will come in. They're about where the swimming buoys are. And at that time, you go and get your bait. You kind of line up around the two bait boats and get your bait. To me, that's a lot easier than, like I said, getting up at the crack of dawn and actually going under the pier or trying to jig for bait. Although, if you didn't want to do that, there's a lot of really good bait shops around that, you know, you can go get your bait ahead of time and bring it down. But I carry 12 gallons live well, and water weighs what?
Eight pounds.
8 pounds. Mm-hmm.
96 pounds.
I don't want to be carrying that down the beach as well as my kayak and all my offshore, you know, stuff.
And I know you come prepared, so I know you're not light on the stuff.
I know.
You got everything.
I know you laugh at me all the time. I know.
Hey, you know, you're never without, so.
Well, I never know what's going to bite, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah, a sailfish is unique. You can't use, I mean, you can use artificials, but everything has to be IFGA rules, which say it has to be a circle hook on whatever you're using and only one hook and no wire. So, but a leader touch is considered a actual, what do I want to say? A leader touch
is a
catch. Okay. Yeah, it is a landing. And you're allowed a 15-foot leader.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, did I spill my line? And when you guys, when I first called, we were sitting here floating along and just fishing some artificials. Marker 54 has a new paddle tail that they're developing, and we're out here checking it. And I had just got a redfish hit.
Nice.
What's going on? And I'm like,
nice.
Hey, we got them in the shore. I tell you what, yeah, we were one of the first ones in the state of Florida, I think, to start carrying that Marker 54. And his backwards shrimp, we could not keep it in the store.
Awesome. It is so awesome.
Yep.
I also have with me some high tide. Now, during the summer, I have a little problem with that bait because the pinfish will just rip the tail off.
Yeah.
But I'm hoping now, it looks like a mud minnow, and I'll just be honest with you, if Trey wasn't here, I'd be in trouble because I am lost in the middle of the marsh somewhere. No landmark. It's almost like the back country of Louisiana. Worse than Jacksonville.
I gotcha. All right, well, we need to go on to the next caller of Captain Steve. We need to talk some more, lady.
Okay, I'll catch you on the back side.
You have some fun out there. Let me know what you get.
Okay, hope you find it.
Bye, man. Okay, Captain Steve, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. How you guys doing?
Doing good, man.
It's not Steve Miller. It's Steve Niemoller.
Muller.
You know how I got that corrected, Steve?
Don't even tell him.
There was some kind of a report. That's what it was.
Steve, how is fishing doing down there?
I don't know. Producer's trying to signal something over there.
He probably hung up on us.
Uh-oh, we got broke off. Eric's coming back.
We'll see you on a break off.
Well,
he must have ran.
Scared him away.
Steve had a big fish on, buddy.
Yeah, till Joe started telling him how he remembered something.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, Steve, you
how
back,
y'all
buddy?
Doing?
There he
goes. There he is.
We were saying you must have had a big fish on, had a break off.
We had a break off.
Now, I don't know what happened. All I want you is gone from me there. Actually, I'm not fishing today. I'm getting the pontoon boats ready. I got trips this week. Well, next week's Thanksgiving week, you know, so it's all a big week every year. And we're booked up pretty much the whole week here.
That's great.
And even Thanksgiving Day, we got a big trip on Thanksgiving Day on the pontoon, six people out.
Well, do you feed them too?
Well, no. I hope they invite me for supper once it's all over. Maybe we'll have a big turkey dinner.
Well, we have the store open till 12 o'clock and turkey time. And at turkey time, we close down and go home.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's We're going to be out there until 2 o'clock that day, looks like. So, you know, I figure I can go eat some turkey anytime.
Yes.
Yeah. we've had a little bit of a change this week, you know, all that cold weather and stuff kind of slowed people down. I had a couple cancellations. But then I was over on the Harris chain yesterday, and we did okay for the cold front that came through. That place up there, it's a little bit tough whenever the conditions ain't bad, but now that the cold front come through there, the water was 63 degrees yesterday up there.
Wow.
So kind of really slowed them down a lot. And I found some in some deep patches of hydrilla, and we just got out there and got set on top of them and caught fish on top of them. And then I also found some. There's a couple canals over there, and a lot of people don't realize it, but those canals, whenever they have a good seawall, either a concrete or a metal seawall, they'll hold heat pretty good. And those fish will stack up against them. I used to use that method up on the St. John's River a lot, because that water temperature on the side of that seawall there, it might be 5-7 degrees warmer than every place else.
How about pilings or any pilings?
Nah, not too much on the pilings, but like the metal seawalls and the concrete seawalls, you know, that sun gets out in the middle of the day, you know, and it sits there and bakes on it, and, you know, it never probably cools down all night. And it's, you know, the next morning you get out there and that sun's beating on it, you know, it just, them bait fish will just be up there and running around, and, you know, you throw your shiner up there, you throw your worm, whatever you're fishing up there. And a lot of times you can really stack up on some bass in them. I've done it a lot of times up there on Harris Chain, especially. And the St. John's River, too, up around Astor area. Fish a lot of seawalls up there this time of year, all the way through March, April time frame.
Okay.
Those fish will stack up on them. But, yeah, we've had some good days down here, too, even since the cold came through. It was not too bad down here. But like I say, we're getting geared up this week, getting ready to go for a marathon here. And while we're talking, anyone that says that they've heard me and books a trip on the radio here,
mm-hmm.
on the Fish Florida Gone Fishing Show radio show,
mm-hmm.
here, if they mention me and they book a trip, they will get 2 dozen free shiners for their trip. Now, they might need 6, but 2 dozen, which will be $40 worth of value.
Wow.
They
up that much now?
Yeah, they're $20 a dozen. Well, I'm getting $20 a dozen. Most of the tackle stores around on the lake here are getting $25 to $27 a dozen.
Let me ask you a quick question.
Yeah.
What is your age, if you can tell me that?
My age? I'll be 59 in January.
Are you familiar with a place called Sportsman's Lodge? It used to be south of Wallaca or in
Bolt. Yes. Oh, yeah.
Back in the day.
Yeah, back in the day.
Back in the day, that's where a lot of celebrities and all used to go down there. My dad took my sister and I down there when we were kids. And I remember seeing him hand a $5 bill over for some shiners.
Well, in 1983, it was the first year. I moved down here in 1983 the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember going to Jim Childress's Big Bass place there in Astor.
Right.
And they was $8 a dozen at that time. And me and my uncle, we'd go. Well, a lot of times, you know, you go in there and you just get net run. And whatever they got in the net, that's what you got. You know,
right.
Whether it be big ones, little ones. We like fishing. Whenever we're hog hunting, we like fishing 12, 14-inch shiners. So me and him, we'd go out a lot of times the day before, and we had our own shiner tank and everything. And we'd go out, and we would actually hand catch, you know, with a just a rod and reel.
Right.
We'd hand catch them. We had a couple lakes that we actually kept them fed up in these spots. We'd go over and we'd catch what we wanted, you know. And normally whenever you're fishing a 12 or 14-inch shiner, you don't need even 2 guys for an 8-hour trip. You don't need more than 3 dozen because, I mean, most of the fish that are out there ain't going to even tackle that shiner.
Right,
you know, so we don't need that. But But yeah, I remember whenever they was, you know, $8 a dozen, $10 a dozen.
Yeah.
But now they're up there pretty high.
Gosh, darn! I didn't imagine that would. Yeah, I'm telling you. You know, a lot of people come into the shop at Rick's, you know, and they, y'all got any mullet? I says, yeah, they're in the freezer.
Yeah.
You know, I'm wanting live ones. I said, you're not going to find any here. They're too fragile, man. You might as well take your money and hand it to the guy walking down the street, because that's how long about they last, you know. It just, you know, unless you go out and catch them yourself, you know, to cut down the expense of them, it's just not worth to carry them.
Yeah, I used to go out, and I used to, whenever I fished over in the Mosquito Lagoon all the time for the redfish and the trout, I'd go net my own. And matter of fact, at one time, I even used to net, go out and throw a cast net and catch all my wild shiners. Since then, I've gotten too old.
Right, right.
Either that or too lazy, one or the other.
It's a combination. You get to be our age.
Yeah.
What is this? You got hooked up with Victoria this week, I hear?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. She's we're doing a lot of things, I think.
That's good.
It's like we're going to be going on. Like I say, we hope to down the road get a lot of stuff going on with what she's got going on here.
That's good.
It's all good.
Good deal.
Yeah.
Well, Captain Steve, if somebody wants to get a hold of you, how do they do so, buddy?
They can get a hold of me at bassonline.com. And like I say, don't forget to mention the show here that you heard me here. And it's 800-507-0058. And the Steel Shad Lure, they can get a hold of me at steelshad.com.
Okay, that was Captain Steel Shad.
Steelshad.com.
Steel Shad,
S-H-A-D. There it is, steelshad.com.
That's a shad.
Shad.
That's a shad.
That's a shad. S-H-A-D. S-H-A-D, I did. Yep. Captain Steve, be careful down there, my friend. We'll talk to you next week.
Talk to you next week.
Captain Steve Niemuller.
You kind of had struggled on that one.
I know.
That time.
I know. 904-831-1023. I just guessed.
1023,
I say it right.
904-831-1023.
Fish Florida Gone Fishing Radio Show.
And
stand
caller,
by.
Hang on. We'll be right back.
All right, we'll be right back. That's probably, that's the kid. All right, be right back.
No lone rangers at Woody Folsom Ford. We've got nearly 50 on the ground. The all-new 19 Ford Rangers, crew cab, super cab, 2 and 4-wheel drive, XLT and Lariat. Whatever you want. Better get to Baxley, where rangers are ready when you are.
We got your Mustangs, baby. Over 40 Ford Mustangs to choose from. V6, GT, Rouse, Celine. Talk about performance enhancement. Baxley's where the Mustangs are. Take a test drive and talk to us.
Acres of 19 Ford F-150 XLTs.
Up to $14,000 off sticker with Farm Bureau membership and Ford financing. Yeah, baby, better get to Baxley and save that money.
Online, we're WoodyFolsomFord.com. Better get to Baxley and see over 800 new Fords on the ground and on sale.
There ain't nothing to it but to do it, so come on and talk to us.
Woody Folsom Ford, where the deals are.
Make someone's day with a little help from Kuhn Flowers. Fresh flowers have a way of adding that extra bit of beauty to your home. They're also a great way to brighten someone's day. And what better way is there to show someone just how much you care than with a fresh bouquet of flowers? One thing's for sure, when you order flowers from Kuhn Flowers, they're the brightest, most colorful, professionally arranged, long-lasting floral arrangements available. Call Kuhn Flowers today, 398-8601. That's 398-8601. Or you can shop online anytime at kuhnflowers.com. Kuhn Flowers, making memories since 1947.
It's a simple truth. Everything's better with baby back ribs. Mondays, your wedding day, and any day, if we're being honest. So right now, for a limited time at Sonny's Barbecue, you can add a half rack of baby backs to any entree for just $5. Or go full rack with our signature baby back rib dinner. Served with 2 sides and bread for just $14.99. Sonny's Barbecue. Local pitmasters since 68.
The holidays are more fun in fours. Four is the perfect number of marshmallows and hot chocolate.
or the perfect number of warm layers.
Sweater? Check.
Scarf? Check.
Mittens? Check.
And woolly hat? Check.
And 4 lines of unlimited data for $100 per month so you can all stay connected.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
It's true. The holidays are more fun in fours. Smile. You're on Cricket.
Cricket Core required on all 4 lines. Discount per line varies. Data speed limited to max of 3 megabits per second. Cricket may slow data speeds when network is congested. Fees, usage, and restrictions apply. Coverage not available everywhere. See store for details.
Attention. This is your 30-minute warning. I repeat, Thanksgiving dinner will be ending in 30 minutes.
You're really serious about getting to JCPenney early.
Shop Black Friday forever at JCPenney. Okay, maybe not forever. Starting 2 p.m. Thursday, save up to 80% on select fine jewelry and up to 30% on select Nike family activewear and shoes. Plus, get a Cook's nonstick griddle or 6-quart slow cooker for $7.99 after mail-in rebate. JCPenney. Offers valid 11/28 to 11/30. Store hours may vary. Conditions and exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
For a smarter holiday home, come to the Home Depot, where right now, the Google Nest Learning Thermostat is a very smart $70 off. And save $50 on the Google Nest Hub. Adjust the thermostat from across the room at a holiday party. Get recipes from Google Hub. And right now, do it for less. Get holiday savings now on Google Nest, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only, limit 2 per customer, cannot combine with any other offer, valid through December 4th.
Paid for by Open Jar Concepts. Attention veterans and active duty military. Were you issued combat arms earplugs after 2002 and later diagnosed with hearing loss or ringing in the ears? In 2018, the manufacturer paid to resolve claims that these earplugs were defective, potentially exposing service members to damaging sound levels resulting in hearing loss or tinnitus. You fought for this country. Let our attorneys fight for the compensation you're entitled to. Call 800-245-8178 for your free legal consultation. Again, that's 800-245-8178.
Let's get back to the Fish Florida's Gone Fishing Show here on Sunny 102.3. The Fish Florida's Gone Fishing Show is brought to you by Rick's Bait and Tackle. If you want to be a part of the show, we'd love to hear from you. The call-in number is 904-831-1023. That's 904-831-1023. And now, here's your host, Rick Hale, along with Joe Dion and Jeff Altman.
And we got Pam's famous sparkle boat gentleman on the phone, Mr. Rick. How you doing, buddy?
How's it going, guys? How y'all doing today?
Doing good.
Linnea's not up to speed on the sparkle thing.
What's the sparkle thing?
Well, Pam loves sparkling boats. That's what she calls all these bass fishermen.
Oh, yeah. With all the glittery thing. Yeah. Okay.
Well, Rick Sutherland's got him a nice sparkler.
I gotcha.
He's got little pink shoes hanging from the windshield and everything.
Yeah.
Rick's old school. He don't even wash the boat. Don't want to wash that mojo off of it.
That's it. I mean, I've got my boat's original 1979. It's got the original motor on it, and it's taken care of, you know. And that's what you got to do, preserve some of these good relics out there.
Yep.
I own one. Well, how's bass fishing?
Bass fishing's awesome. It's spectacular. I mean, you're full swing of fall. I went out last weekend on the Harris Chain, and I wrecked them in real shallow water. They were real shallow. They're getting up in there, and we've had a little bit of rain here and there, and it's really pulling the bass up shallow. Also, I mean, it's not just the bass. Right now is a good time to get on crappie fishing. The crappie are up in shallow on Lake Monroe, which is up there by you guys. Had a guy just went out there and just, I mean, he pulled in a good boat full of crappie. They're all shallow right there on Monroe. So I'm sure all Central Florida is going to be, you know, facing the same kind of swing of things. But I've been catching them really on jerk bait, top water, even the spinner baits and rattle traps.
Okay. Cool beans.
Good old rattle traps.
Those things still work, huh?
Oh, let me tell you, we still sell the dickens out of them in the store.
I've tried them for redfish and stuff. Man, I can't buy a bite with one now.
Fine grass.
I could not. I have never been able to catch a fish on one of them.
Rattle tracks probably.
I used to throw them for bass.
It is. I mean, you just pull it through, and when you hit the grass, give it a good tug. 9 times out of 10, that's when they'll get it. When it comes through and ripping through that grass, that's when that bass will grab it. I'm not sure about redfish. I'd imagine they count the same way, you know.
I don't know. When they get spooky, they run from everything, even their own damn shadow. They see you. They'll be swimming along, and all of a sudden they see, you know, just like the edge of the shadow of the boat or the fishing pole in your hand. Boom, and they're gone.
There's nothing like a redfish getting ready to hit a top water, and his head comes out and sees the boat.
Oh, I know.
And man, they can do a U-turn quicker than any fish I've seen.
It was funny. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I mean, bass do kind of the same thing. When they come up, they'll see you, and then they'll actually slap it. Instead of grabbing it, they'll slap at the bait, you know? And so you're like, oh, it saw me, you know?
That's
so
funny.
Yeah, I mean, they're kind of the same way.
Gosh. Yeah, I had a couple weeks ago, we were out, I was fishing the low tide. It was incoming. And the red cape, I just kind of did a broadcast on my top water, and the red, there was a little school of reds, about three of them. And the one came up, missed it, hit it a second time, and he started racing around with it. Well, his buddies had, for whatever reason, hadn't spooked off. And the ones just sat there while the other two were racing around. The one had the lure in his mouth, and the other one was chasing him, trying to get the lure out of his mouth. And I have never seen that, I've heard about it, but I've never seen it. And I'm yelling, throw, throw, throw. He's looking for something to hit. And then all of a sudden, yeah, they all came too close to the boat, and he went, oh, hell no. He turned around and went the other way.
Well, in bass fishing, whenever you have one hit the top and it misses, the way we do it is we'll back it up with a worm or with some kind of, you know, slow falling bait. And a lot of times when they come, they hit it, they feel like they paralyze it and it's falling. So if you could back it up, if it misses, throw that worm or throw that, you know, slow falling bait right behind it, and you'll be amazed at how many you catch after that.
Yeah, that's
awesome.
Makes sense.
Putting plastic, in other words, if you're in an artificial only tournament, just mm-hmm. throw that piece of plastic.
That's what Steve does.
Because if I miss on top, uh-huh. he'll come right in, and when we throw, we'll go down the edge, and I'll like get them to come out, because they'll come out and check out the noise. And Steve's coming through with plastic, so even if they don't hit me, they've got their attention a little bit, and they'll come out and look. And when Steve's plastic comes through, and they hit. But then,
exactly.
like, if they miss my topwater, Steve's usually right on top of me. He'll throw right in the area and try to get him to hit right behind it. Because usually at that point, when they've missed my topwater, I've already tried to set the hook into him, and I've jerked it too far away from him.
Yeah, and if you've got that soft plastic right behind it,
yep,
that's what I'm saying. That's what will get it, and that works for bass as well.
Okay.
Awesome. Good to know.
Anything else, Rick? You got going
on? Yeah, I mean, we got all kinds of stuff going on. I mean, the 2020 season is going to be great. You got the high school championships going on here in the Harris Chain this weekend. Of course, the 2020 season is going to be great. You got FLW championship going to be down here. You've got the Bassmasters going to be down here. They're going to be at the Kissimmee Chain. You can check it all out on the Fish Florida mobile app and check out where all the tournaments are. And that also is a good indication of where you might not need to go, because there's going to be a lot of boats, a lot of trailers. You know, so be careful out there. I got caught up last weekend in the middle of four tournaments. I'm like, oh, my word. So I had to go to a different boat ramp.
Oh, my gosh.
But check it out on that Fish Florida mobile app. You can see where these tournaments are hitting. So you know which boat ramps maybe to avoid or to go to.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
You know. But other than that, you know, we're going to be going live this weekend. We're going to go to the north side of Lake Griffin. That's where the actual only natural river going into the Harris Chain Lakes comes in at. And I want to fish that this weekend. We're going to see if the fishing is the same there. It's a little bit more shallow. It's got a lot of vegetation. So I'm gonna do like her. I'm going to get out that top water, and I'm going to have some fun.
There you go.
Ah, I hear you. My favorite.
That is. I love it. There's nothing more like it.
Oh, I know.
Okay, Rick, if they want to tune in and see what's going on, what do they do, buddy?
They go to Facebook, look up Sutherland Outdoors. We'll be there live at 7 a.m. on Sunday.
Every Sunday morning, 7 a.m.
He pops
up and he's fishing.
You know,
he don't care.
He has the boss with him a lot of times too,
right?
Oh yeah, the boss lays with me, and I'll tell you what, she does one heck of a job, because when going live, they'll make comments on it, and you know, suggest things. Hey, use this or use that. I'll do it. You know, I've got five poles set there, they're rigged up, and I'll use them. And you know, like one day, this guy said, "Hey, use a topwater frog there." So I grabbed it. I used a topwater frog. I caught a fish. I said, "I'll tell you what, I'm sending you a T-shirt. Thanks for that recommendation." You know
right?
what I mean?
Yeah.
So, and that's the great part about being live, is I can sit there and interact with having the boss lady there. She's the one who relays that message between me and the viewers.
Yeah, sort of hard to handle the phone and fish at the same time.
I don't know why.
Well, just ask everybody whose phone's at the bottom of a lake on the intercoastal.
Yep.
How many thousands of dollars I've spent on phones?
I mean, you could ask Joe his personal experience on that one, huh?
Yeah.
Joe's had a donation.
Well, I lost a second place IFA trophy in Guana Lake.
Rick, thank you for the call, buddy. We're looking forward to talking to you again next week.
No, we won't.
That's right.
Not next week.
No, I'm
happy
sorry.
Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Let Victoria know that we will be doing a best of next week, right. So there will be no call-ins.
Right. Thank you, Joe.
All right.
Or you can call in. We just ain't going to answer you, Rick.
Well, y'all have a happy Thanksgiving.
You too, my friend. Be careful down there.
Get out there on the water,
man. All right,
yeah,
buddy.
You too, man. Good luck this Sunday.
Adios.
I want to thank one of our sponsors, and they're big in the Fish Florida organization, and that's Fish 307.
Jacks.
No.
Fish 307 Jacks.
No. Fish 307.
Oh, okay. Well, Fish 307 is the major corporation.
Right. And the major corporation is the one that's provided me with a new Minn Kota Talon.
An oar.
Talon, yes.
Yep.
An 8-foot
Which means
one.
I get the old one? Ba-boom?
I don't know. I'm going to look to see if we can find a part for it, and I'm going to do something with it.
Sweet.
And then, of course, locally here is Fish 307 Jacks.
So if you have any trolling motor issues, they're the ones to take care of it.
And they also know how to take care of the, if you own a Talon that has a problem.
Do they know how to make my boat turn off?
I don't know. I tell you what, I drove my boat or something over there to her to get something done because I was too weak, and Betty, she got it all done for me.
Yeah, I'm going to have to make a call on that.
Yeah.
If anybody knows how to make a boat turn off, that would be most helpful.
From a distance? Well, it only works if they got the remote ones.
No. I gotta like choke it out.
Cut the fuel line, baby. Cut the fuel line.
Well, that was Fish 307 and Fish 307 Jacks. Their headquarters is in New York, and now the beaches has their own trolling motor service place. You don't have to drive.
Best around.
She does a great job.
Yep.
Okay, Joe.
904-831-1023, Fish Florida Gone Fishing Radio Show in Jacksonville, Florida on Sunny 102.3 FM. Y'all stand by. We're coming back in our last segment. Hold tight.
Southern Sportsman is now open on the south side of Arlington Expressway. They stock everything an outdoorsman thrives, from firearms and fishing, archery and knives. They've got bows by Hoyt, Obsession and Prime, with an archery range for practice time. Everything's there a fisherman digs, from T. Allen rods to TBS jigs. Guns by Glock can always be found at Southern Sportsman, the best in town. Located at 8324 Arlington Expressway. Give them a call today at 903-2745. That's 903-2745. Atlantic Coast Marine, the name to remember for Maverick, Hughes, Pathfinder, Canoe, and Sundance boats. We're also a full-line Yamaha dealer with the best prices on Yamaha engines. A winner of Yamaha's Best in Class 3 years running, Atlantic Coast Marine will get you set up with the right engine the first time. We offer a huge service facility performing everything from fiberglass repair to engine rebuilds. Atlantic Coast Marine, 13748 Atlantic Boulevard at the Intercoastal Waterway. Call 221-0793. That's 221-0793. Beach Boulevard Motorsport is your Ranger Bass and Bay Boat connection. Whether you're a pro or a sportsman, saltwater or fresh, Ranger has the boat for you. The all-new 2019 Ranger boats are in stock at Beach Boulevard Motorsports. With interest rates as low as 4.99%, there's never been a better time to buy than now. Kick off the 2019 fishing season with a Ranger boat from Beach Boulevard Motorsports. Beach Boulevard Motorsports, located between Southside Boulevard and St. John's Bluff. Online at bbms.com.
You wouldn't trust just anyone on where to find your next big catch, would you? So why trust anyone when it comes to buying or selling your home? when the experts at Real Keeper Realty can help you navigate your way through the biggest financial move you'll make in your life. Just like fishing, when you're selling your home, you got to put out the right bait to attract the best buyers. And when it comes to buying the right home for you and your family, we'll stay the course and make sure you find a real keeper. For all of your real estate needs, give Real Keeper Realty a call. 904-414-4000. Real Keeper Realty. Your home. Your future. Our commitment.
Let's get back to the Fish Florida's Gone Fishing Show here on Sunny 102.3. The Fish Florida's Gone Fishing Show is brought to you by Rick's Bait and Tackle. If you want to be a part of the show, we'd love to hear from you. The call-in number is 904-831-1023. That's 904-831-1023. And now, here's your host, Rick Hale, along with Joe Dion and Jeff Altman.
Hey, we're back here for our final 15 minutes. I tell you what, the show keeps to go faster, quicker.
Because we're getting older and older.
Well,
it goes faster. Stop. Let's think about this real quick. Faster and quicker. Is there a difference in those two words?
Yes.
Okay. Just wanted to verify it. Faster and quicker. It goes faster and quicker. If you said quicker and faster, what do you think, Linnea?
Well, Joe, you could try to argue that one is a rate of speed and the other one is a rate of cadence.
Okay, very good. She explained it. Look at Rick. He's falling back in his seat.
It made sense, didn't it?
Scary enough, yes. Okay.
Cheeky-cheeky-doo.
What are you so smiling about? You asked the question. She had an answer.
I know.
Well, I'm smart enough not to ask the question if I don't have the answer.
And we all know that, cadence doesn't necessarily mean you're going to be fast, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I know. Okay, guys, so we're getting ready to get into Thanksgiving holidays. I want to mention that Tsunami products have come out with some of the best rods and reels I've seen. You need to get over to Rick's Bait and Tackle and come over and check out some of these new Tsunami products. As I understand it, not to be any fake news, but as I understand it, the gentleman who was at Penn when Penn really made a big shoot, is the one now over at Tsunami. And I'm going to tell you what.
It was hearsay.
It could be hearsay. There you go. Gee, you got me on that one, man. They really do. You need to come in and check some of these Tsunami reels. Joe's seen one or two.
Oh, yeah, at the store.
Yeah. And, I mean, they're sweet.
Nice.
They are sweet reels. And then the new carbon fiber that they have is unbelievable. And they're not cheap like the old Tsunami products.
Supposed to be bulletproof from what I heard.
I'll tell you what, I love that new reel. Abbott, is that correct? There's something like that, Joe? Like the name is very similar to the...
The Abbott's?
No, the name of the Tsunami news reel is very close to what you used to use, the Abbott.
Oh, no.
Abbott.
Yeah, I call them Abbott's. Yeah. I call them Abbott's. But, the Abbott, that was all I used off the pier.
Right.
You know.
The Abbott has that big old handle on it. It's so sweet to turn. It's just great. So there's a lot of new products out hitting the streets right about now. People are starting to get them in for the holidays and need to check them out. Jeff, you got anything you want to add before we leave here today, buddy?
And I'm fixing to take off, head to North Carolina next Wednesday, go up see Dustin for the holidays and visit my son and take a trip up there and, wish all the listeners out there a very happy Thanksgiving. Hope everybody has safe travels and, catches lots of fish.
Yes.
Okay.
Where your PFDs out on the water.
You beautiful 50-year-old lady.
You'll miss my birthday, too.
Because his is Sunday right before mine.
Day before.
Yeah, mine falls on Monday. Isn't that just lovely?
You're 50th on Monday.
Uh-huh. There's some sort of cruel irony and all that.
Well, I want to throw something out real quick, and I want to mention the Fish Florida Association with Victoria. You can join this association, guys. Very nominal membership fee. Your company will get promotion, marketing, exposure, and over 45 exclusive member services guaranteed to save your company money. So touch bases with this Fish Florida Association, online at fishfloridaassociation.com. Check it out. You'll like it. Other than that, Rick, finish up. You hear the music? We still got 5 minutes.
We still got,
I don't hear the music yet. Yeah, we got a solid 5 minutes.
Okay. Well, I was going to go back and say, ask Lynette, before she was interrupted by my partner over there. My sidekick. So what's your plans for the holidays and everything?
We're going to do some pre-fishing. I've got Thursday.
Pre-fishing for what?
Oh, for the FLA tournament.
Okay.
We're looking at 3 trout out of Sisters Creek.
So you're going to fish before you fish?
Well, we're just kind of hitting different spots, trying to find different areas to be able to peruse for the day of the tournament, besides the ones we already know.
So that's called scoping it out.
Scoping it out, yeah. I mean, you go in there and you just kind of fish around. You find one, maybe a second one.
And when is that tournament?
The tournament's December 7th. The meeting is December
6th. That's the same day as the eggnog tournament over in Steinhatchee.
Okay. So if anybody's interested in coming to a meeting, maybe joining, getting more information, that kind of thing, besides going to the website, the meeting for the next tournament is December 2nd, Mudville Grill. They start gathering.
St. Nicholas. There's two of them.
Oh, it's the one here off of between Beach and Atlantic, right?
St. Nicholas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and then they start gathering about 6 o'clock. Meeting starts at 7. And you can meet and greet all the people. There's lots of conversations. The people that finish in the top 3 of the tournament before talk about where, how, what they did to find it. They always have some guest speaker, whether it be like one time they did Team of the Year, talked about all the things that they do and what they use and what have you. They bring in people from all different avenues and venues that related to the fishing industry. So there's always some sort of education to be got with it. You know, improves it, and I think it helped us because it helped us stay on track of what we needed to do for our turn.
Got you that win that last?
It did. It helped. It made us stick to a plan, and it made us, you know, kind of do what we need to do because it's really hard to keep fishing for something you're not as good at,
you know,
and to stay on track when you really want to fish for something else that you know you're good at.
Yeah. And the one thing, you know, when you've got a plan for a tournament, then you second guess yourself.
Yes.
And then you deviate.
Yes.
And then you kick yourself in the rear for ever deviating.
Yeah,
stick to your plan.
Yeah, we finally decided to go with, you know, we worked on what our plan was, but we didn't have a solid solution for a flounder because they were kind of always have been hit or miss for us. And
yeah, that
we had
grass.
Yeah, we had a conversation with a good friend, Tim Stoudard, about an area in that area.
I don't know nothing about fishing.
He don't know nothing. Other than the fact that, you know, we started hitting one of the 3 creeks that he started discussing about flounder, and that's where we got our flounder.
Right,
It took us 4 hours to find a flounder, and once we went to that creek, we had a flounder within about 45 minutes.
Nice.
I mean, you know, it couldn't have gone better at that point.
Cool. Wow. 1 minute to go.
1 minute to go? All right.
What else you got going on, Linnea?
Just dinner, family, I got, you know, the flu's going around. Everyone be careful. I got 2 down with it right now. Of 4.
Yeah. Hope you didn't drag any of those germs with you.
Mama don't have time to be sick.
Right?
So Mama can't be sick.
Yeah, neither does Papa.
So, yeah, Mama's too busy taking care of keeping the ship floating, so.
Okay, people, we're also getting the fishing connection ready. And, the only person we're waiting on is Cousin Jeff.
Yeah, you'll have
again.
A good day. Yeah.
The recipe.
Yeah. Everybody else is in, and
it's almost done.
I tell you what, we got a big group of people riding. And again, I want to thank Chip Wingo and Leon Dana for their 3 years of riding for us.
Yep.
And it's hard to ride for 3 years and not get stale after a little bit.
Yep.
Okay. This is the Gone Fishing Show. We will be on the air next week, but it will be a best of. We want to wish everybody a very, very happy Thanksgiving. Please be careful in your travels, and let's all get back home with our families. Okay, Joe.
Night. Please enjoy the holiday season. That includes Thanksgiving, Christmas, and Happy New Year. So we'll talk about that later on. All right. Y'all be careful. Good day.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself,